You're listening to KVSH LP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thank you so much for joining me for some music. Beyond Category, I play a mix of styles, genres, things from around the world as well. Mix them up for you. Hope you enjoy it. Starting off, you're going to hear Puerto Rican-born pianist Edsel Gomez from his album from 2015, Road to Udapur, the song Chant. Edsel Gomez, along with a number of Latin musicians, changes on every one of these tracks. I'm not sure who's on this one, but great band. Edsel Gomez with the Chant on Beyond Category. Thank you. That is the Sons of Kemet, a British jazz and other kinds of music group, playing a song called Think of Home, and the home that their leader, Shabaka Hutchings, is thinking of there is Barbados, very Caribbean sounding. But this is a British group led by saxophonist Hutchings, on tuba Theon Cross, and on drums Edward Wakili Hick and Tom Skinner. Sons of Kemet's brand new album is Black to the Future. Before that, you heard the late great drummer Tony Allen from Nigeria with musicians from Africa and also from France. And the song you heard was Bad Roads from Tony Allen's 2017 album, The Source. Lots of African and jazz kind of music in there. And at the top, you heard Edsel Gomez with The Chant. Coming up next, vibraphonist Khan Jamal, second in the set, with a song called The Known Unknown. Tell you more about that after the set. But at the top, a song called The Message from an album called Jazz is Dead 6 with Gary Bartz. Jazz is Dead is a series done by Ali Shaheed Muhammad, the hip-hop artist, best known for his work in A Tribe Called Quest, and Adrian Young, spelled with an E-Y-O-U-N-G-E, an African-American composer and musician. This series includes artists that they bring in to work with them on some original music, and they brought in for this one Gary Bartz, who is a very long-time, incredible alto saxophone player who's played with many of the greats back in the 60s and 70s and is still going, does great job with these two much more modern musicians. Gary Bartz has really kept up with things. From Jazz is Dead 6, here is Gary Bartz, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, and Adrian Young with The Message. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's vibraphonist Khan Jamal from Philadelphia, along with his group, from an album called Infinity. Name of the song, The Known Unknown. It's kind of a famous album in the world of what's called sometimes spiritual jazz, and fell out of print for a while, but is once again been re-released in 2021. Khan Jamal, beautiful stuff. Before that, you heard from Jazz Is Dead 6, The Message, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, Adrian Young, and Gary Bartz, three musicians from different places, put together a really nice tune. This is John Midgley, and you are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. Coming up next, a selection from a really remarkable album that was recorded during the pandemic. It's called Some Kind of Tomorrow, and it's Jane Ira Bloom on saxophone and Mark Helias on the bass, and they recorded these duets spontaneously with one another over the internet, improvising together. And I want to read to you Jane Ira Bloom's statement about this because it's quite beautiful. The thought of a world without a live, spontaneous musical connection was too hard to imagine. And so we came to these sessions over the internet with an emotional thirst that's hard to describe. The music is discovered in the moment in a way that I've never recorded before. The sound is filled with everything that we felt and couldn't say in words. There is a vibration between us that's uncanny given the circumstances and a deep need to play what was real to us just then. It's as real as it gets for two musicians who needed to create music together to try to find some way to mend the world. Jane Ira Bloom and Mark Helias, the name of the song upcoming, Traveling Deep. That amazing piano performance is from French pianist Marshall Solal. It's from an album called Rue de Seine from 2006, and the name of the gorgeous song is For Susanna, Marshall Solal. Before that, great duets from Richard Galliano and Michelle Portal on their Concerts album from 2004. They recorded live, Richard Galliano on accordion, Michelle Portal on, I think, clarinet and saxophone. The name of the beautiful song you heard was Oblivion. And at the top, Jane Ira Bloom and Mark Elias having recorded spontaneously and improvising over the internet during the pandemic from Some Kind of Tomorrow, you heard Traveling Deep. For the last set on Beyond Category this time around, I'm going to continue to mine the wonderful vein of music in the world that mixes Middle Eastern music with American and European music, often jazz, but also other kinds of music to make a really wonderful conglomeration of musical sounds. Third in the set, you're going to hear from guitarist Brad Shepik, who I believe is of Middle Eastern heritage. From an album called The Well, he will play for you the song Zephyr, Middle Eastern-tinged guitar playing and music. Before that, you'll hear a couple of recordings from an amazing album that's been recently released called Oud Vibrations, East Meets West, and it has some recordings from the late 1950s. One of them, the first one by Ahmed Abdul Malik, who's an American-born bass player who played lots of Middle Eastern music and spent time in the Middle East, learned to play the oud, etc. And from Ahmed Abdul Malik, you'll hear The Jungle. There's not a lot of oud in this. It's mostly percussion, but it's from that album, Oud Vibrations. After that, you will hear the kind of incredible Charles Chick Ganneman and his Orientals. Charles Chick Ganneman was a born American, but of Armenian origin, and played this music that's a combination of rock and roll, jazz, and Middle Eastern music. And he was also a very accomplished oud player. And in this second selection, you'll hear just an amazing saxophone solo. It's so funky and great. So check it out. And the name of this song, unbelievably, the second song in this set, is Come With Me to the Kasbah. First, The Jungle from Ahmed Abdul Malik, then Come With Me to the Kasbah, and then Zephyr. We'll be right back. Brad Shepik with Zephyr. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.